Hello, gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous humans of Planet Tiny Marketing. This is Sarah Noel Block, and you are listening to Tiny Marketing, where we focus on marketing strategies that work for those tiny marketing departments, those 0 to 2 people marketing departments that don't have all the resources that the big guys have. And today we're talking about something that I get asked a lot, which is why I'm doing it for my special spring break episode. I am currently in the mountains of Georgia hiking away, so I pre-recorded this one for you. And today I am giving you the permission that you've always wanted. You can only be on one social media channel, and that is perfectly fine. So get ready, get set. I'm about to dig into 1, why you should be doing this, and 2, how you can do it effectively while still maintaining all that SEO juice of other profiles. Stay tuned. Hey there, fellow entrepreneurs and B2B marketers. Before we dive back into the conversation, let me introduce you to a game changer in the lead generation arena, LeadFeeder. Now, we all know the struggle of identifying those elusive website visitors and turning them into valuable leads. But what if I told you there's a tool that not only promises, but delivers on supercharging your lead generation and sales efforts? Enter LeadFeeder. Imagine having the power to identify companies visiting your website, track their behavior in real time, and seamlessly integrate it all with your CRM. LeadFeeder is not just a tool, it's your secret weapon for efficient and targeted lead engagement. What sets LeadFeeder apart? It's the ability to provide detailed insights into visitor behavior, helping your sales team prioritize efforts and close deals faster. With customizable notifications, lead scoring, and GDPR compliance, LeadFeeder is changing the game. Ready to revolutionize your approach to leads and deals? Head over to leadfeeder.com for your free demo today. That's LeadFeeder.com. Don't miss out on the future of successful lead generation with LeadFeeder. First things first, let's talk about the why. Why should you only be on one social media channel? Because you don't have the time to build engagement across all channels. It's true, you and I both know it. You can't create original content that is meant like for that specific audience for TikTok and LinkedIn and Instagram and everywhere else, and build relationships where you're actually scooting into people's DMs, getting into conversations offline, but getting on Zoom calls, meeting up in person across multiple channels. It's just not possible when you have a tiny marketing department to do that. So what you end up doing when you focus on everything is you focus on nothing. And the problem happens is that you don't move the needle anywhere. You can't build an audience on any of the platforms. And if you're lucky enough that you do, you won't be able to build an engaged audience that is excited for your content, that you have real relationships with, because it's just you're stretched too thin. So I say focus on one social media channel that will drive your sales. So talk to your favorite customers. Find out where they found you, what channel they found you on. Find out what channels they prefer when they're trying to learn something. Because, I mean, I love TikTok, but I'm not on there to try and learn something new about my business. I'm on there to find book recommendations and new bands to listen to. But someone else might be. So talk to your actual customers that you love working with and find out what social media channels they like to learn on and which ones they have relationships with their followers or the people that they follow on, because that will give you some great guidance onto what channel to focus on. The next question I get about this all the time is, can't I just automate? Can't I just repurpose my social media content from LinkedIn to Instagram and add a photo? No, that's not going to work. It's not going to be engaging. It's not going to be specific for that channel or that audience. Unless you are straight up rewriting and repositioning that content. But then again, that takes up way too much freaking time. You don't want to do that. There's no reason to do that. So if you have a big enough team, sure, you can do that. You can recreate content for specific channels. If you have a big enough team where you can have a channel manager, then boom, go right ahead. Be on every channel, be on every social media network. But if you don't have that, then please don't try it. But if you're just a one-person marketing department or a zero-person marketing department, don't. Because people are just, if you're repurposing your content from LinkedIn on Instagram, for example, no one's going to be engaged with that and it just hurts your brand. But I will tell you what to do instead. Instead of automatically reposting your content across all channels, do this. Create social media profiles on all of the channels. Make sure you get those URLs that are branded for you so you have the same URL and profile name across all channels. But make sure that your profile explains where you actually spend time online. So give a brief description of what you do in the profile and then say, find me on X, whatever social media platform is your core channel. Do the little location emoji with the red dot needle looking thing and tell them where you hang out so they know that you aren't going to be active on there. That takes the pressure off of having to create content for that platform. And it also shows them exactly where you're going to be. Now, when it comes to the links in your profiles, you could use a link tree or Instagram allows you to have several links. I would have it go towards your preferred platform where you spend your time, your website, and your lead magnet. And that's it. And the last thing I would do on these external channels that you aren't going to be active on is have pinned posts that explain what you do. It needs to be some sort of summary. So for X, for example, or Facebook, you can pin one post. So it'll need to be pretty thorough. You can make it a video with captions. You can just make it a longer post, but you'll want to explain what you do, who you serve, how you're different from your competitors, and then mention your lead magnet. Take the quiz to learn your hidden marketing potential or whatever your lead magnet happens to be. Hey there, fellow marketers. Before we dive back into the conversation, I've got a game changer for your content strategy. Imagine a world where the headache of coordinating, reviewing, and approving content for social media, blogs, and newsletters just disappears. Struggling with team collaboration on content? We've all been there, and it's precisely why you need to hear about this tool. Its name, Planable. Planable is revolutionizing the way teams collaborate on content. Picture this: crafting and seeing your posts exactly as they'll appear live across different platforms, all from one dashboard. Yes, please. The beauty of Planable, it drastically cuts down the approval time for your posts. What used to take hours can now be wrapped up in minutes. Whether you call Planable your unfair advantage or secret weapon in your content creation toolbox, it's changing the content collaboration game. With its beautifully designed interface, you'll wonder how you ever did content planning without it. Ready to upgrade and streamline your approach to content creation? Head over to planable.io and sign up for a free plan today. That's planable.io. And here's the cherry on top. Planable is giving you 30% off for the first 3 months when you upgrade to any plan that fits your needs. That's right, any plan. All you need to do is use the code PLANNABLE30. That's PLANABLE30 at checkout. And you're ready and all set to transform the way you manage your marketing content. That's PLANNABLE30 to lock in your 30% discount for 3 months. And how they can work with you. So a fit call, explain that in some sort of way. So yes, what you do, who you do it for, how you're different. Those are the primary things. You want your lead magnet, you want where you actually spend your time online, what channel is your preferred, and how they can work with you. So that's all you need on those single pin posts. And that again is X, Facebook are the single ones. So if you are not actively engaged on Instagram or TikTok, you can pin 3 posts and I would cover the same ground as that, but have them individual. So what you do, like your core offer and who you do it for would be one of them. Your lead magnet would be another one. And then your third one would be how they can work with you. So moving them over to a fit call, a connection call, whatever you, however you work with people. It could even be your digital product. I don't know. I don't know who's listening right now. Okay, so this is what we're doing so far. We have chosen a core channel based off of what our favorite customers have said. And then for all of the ancillary channels that we aren't going to be active on, we have created a bio that makes sense. We've grabbed the same name and URL across those channels. We tell them where we spend our time online so they know where they can engage with us. And we have pinned posts that explain what we do, who we do it for, and how we're different, along with our lead magnet and how they can work with us. So that's what we have on the ancillary channels that we won't be active on. Now, the channel that you do decide will be your core channel that you are going to be on, you're going to be building relationships. That's a whole other game. So let's get into that now. All right. On your core channel, what do you want to do to be able to drive sales with that? Pick a specific cadence that you're going to be posting. And it doesn't have to be every day. So no pressure. If it's once a week, that is perfectly fine. And I like to start with a minimum requirement. Because I am super laid back and that is how I work, is that I give myself little goals. So let's say every Monday you will post on LinkedIn. That will be your core channel and every Monday you're posting. Great. So you only need to create one original piece of content every week on that channel. Boom. You can do that. You can handle that. What's next? Next, you want to actively engage with your target audience on LinkedIn. So one of the things that I do is the little bell, you can ring people's bell on their profile. I ring the bells of my past podcast guests, of people that I want to work with, of people who regularly engage with my own content so I can reciprocate. So I ring the bell of anyone that I want to make sure to engage with. And I set a 15-minute alarm every morning and every afternoon to be able to engage with those accounts. I comment on their content. I DM people and request, see if they want to hop on a connection call and just catch up. And it really is just a catch up. I am not selling people. But spending 30 minutes a day in 2 15-minute increments makes a world of a difference. You're building real relationships. You're engaging with target accounts. You are taking that relationship offline. And all you need to do is create one original post a week. So for myself, I've been on LinkedIn for, I think since 2008. And I'm posting Monday through Friday. I'll post and I'll engage Monday through Friday with my favorite people. And then I'll do one LinkedIn newsletter on a Friday. And that's what I do. I have a very specific cadence. I have the days that I want to lead people to my podcast episode for that week. I have days where I want to try out new ideas or something exciting springs to my mind. I'll have those, but it's always specific days again, because I'm totally laid back like that. But Mondays are always promote my podcast day. Fridays are always newsletter day. And then those middle days can be willy-nilly and fall into one of those other categories. But what's more important than anything else is that you are engaging on other people's accounts. Those comments not only make people feel good, everybody loves engagement on their own content, but it also pushes you into their feeds. So your profile is noticed by other people. That is really powerful. I would say on weeks where I am not posting as often, as long as I'm engaging the same amount as I am now, I have gotten more followers those weeks just because they see me in other people's feeds. So that is what I recommend for you. I hope you enjoyed this episode. You now have permission to focus on one channel and be okay with that. And you know what to do with those ancillary profiles. You just need to pin your posts and have a strong bio that pulls people to your core channel. Easy peasy, my friend. If you liked our little shorty of a spring break episode, please like, subscribe, rate, review, all that jazz. And if you'd like to work with me, head on over to sarahnoelblock.com. It's my name. If you didn't realize that, fill out that little fit call. Or you, if you're not on my email list, you could just join the newsletter and reply to any of my emails that go straight to me. You have full access, my friends. Full access. All right. I am going to sweat on a mountain for a little bit longer. And I will talk to you next week. Bye-bye.